When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Business owners in northern Minnesota are asking Governor Walz for help. The pillows that made Mike Lindell famous are creating issues for his campaign for governor. And the Uptown Art Fair returns to its roots this weekend. But first, a new encampment is emerging in St. Paul following the closure of the Pig's Eye Park encampment. Dozens of people have established a new site near Randolph Avenue and Shepherd Road in the city's West End. Even though advocates and county outreach teams are on site with supplies and resources, most encampment residents are turning down shelter stays and instead have chosen to move elsewhere. Community outreach volunteer Nick Sterry says oftentimes a bed isn't enough to solve the problem.
It's more of like they're just checking them in and not communicating with them. And so when there becomes problems with inside these facilities, you see a lot of like just removing them, kicking them out, giving them a 24-hour ban.
There's no word yet on if city leaders will move to close this new site next. A major push in Robbinsdale to drum up support for a hefty school referendum, as residents are still smarting from a $20 million school district accounting error.
That error, coupled with lower enrollment, has forced some schools to close. Residents are still angry, and the district is not in a good situation because of choices made by previous administrations, says Breanne Foss with the community group advocating for the referendum.
People are upset, and they want to vote no to maybe hold our board and admin accountable. But I don't think that voting no will hold either of them accountable. The only people who will be impacted are our students and our teachers and the people who are in those buildings every single day.
Foss says many inefficient school buildings need repair and important technology updates. If passed, the average Robbinsdale taxpayer would pay an additional $15 to $20 per year in property taxes. Yard signs urging residents to vote no have been up for weeks. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The proposal also includes closing one of the district's two high schools, which Foss says would save $3 million a year alone. Dozens of business owners in northern Minnesota are asking Governor Walz to help after losing significant income during the closure of the BWCA during the wildfires.
Dave Seaton owns Hungry Jack Outfitters in Grand Marais, where the skies are clear and the sun is shining. Still, he says some people are wary about making the trip, even with the wilderness mostly open again.
The businesses that rely on the Boundary Waters canoe area took a pretty big hit.
He says they've all signed on to a letter asking for help.
It's not just outfitters and resorts, it's the lumber yards and the grocery stores and the gas stations and all those things, you know. they all are taking a hit too.
He says it doesn't help with the media painting a grim picture of what it's like up there. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Ramsey County Attorney John Choi and Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison have filed a lawsuit to try to keep rival gangs from the Minnesota State Fair.
The two are taking legal action to stop members of the Ville and Muddy gangs from gathering at the fair after social media posts teased a massive summer showdown. The civil filing connects both groups to a string of high-profile violence, including a chaotic 2025 fairground fight near the Midway and a shooting at a Burnsville High School graduation ceremony. A judge must now review the request to decide if law enforcement can legally stop the groups from attending the fair before the gates open in just 3 weeks.
In a statement from Choi and Ellison, the two say in part, there's an alarming escalation of threats and settling of scores planned to take place at the Minnesota State Fair. We cannot tolerate such a possibility, and it's our responsibility to intervene and prevent it. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is expected to give his budget address next week, a budget that could include staff layoffs and property tax increases to offset a more than $30 million budget gap. That gap is the result of too much overtime for the police department, which is seriously understaffed. Councilmember Michael Rainville.
And I'll give you the best example. When you see a squad car patrolling the street or maybe responding to an emergency call, on any given day, half of the officers in those squad cars are working on overtime.
He says until the department is fully staffed, this is how it's going to be. And so the council and the mayor will have to find a way to cut.
We just can't keep raising taxes. It's hurting every low income, every fixed-income person in the city of Minneapolis. We have to get a handle on it.
Another issue putting pressure on the city is the diminishing tax base, which city leaders say is down about $3 billion. The pillows that made Mike Lindell famous are creating issues for his gubernatorial campaign.
A Minnesota judge has found probable cause to believe that Lindell violated campaign laws by giving away pillows promoting his candidacy at a July 4th parade in Delano. A complaint filed last month alleges Lindell threw mini pillows to spectators with packaging reading Mike Lindell for governor. Minnesota law bars candidates from giving out items of value to influence voters. Lindell says his team followed all relevant campaign guidelines. The case now moves to a panel of three judges for review. I'm Gracie Stockton, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The president of the Minnesota Farmers Union is expressing displeasure about that farm bill that failed to pass a Senate committee yesterday. The margin was one vote. Dan Glessing told Vanita Sokar on the WCCO Morning News that they'll just have to wait until Congress returns next month.
To see that not advance, when you think about how it affects us on farms and rural communities, there's a lot of good aspects of the farm bill that weren't covered in the reconciliation bill last summer. There's just a lot of things in that farm bill that would be nice to see get done for farmers and ranchers and rural communities, but it didn't happen.
Minnesota senior U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is ranking Democrat on the committee that failed to pass the legislation. At issue among Democrats is a provision that would determine how quickly states would be required to take on a larger share of SNAP administrative costs. Longtime WCCO radio contributor Sue Zelickson has died. Her family telling WCCO Radio she passed away peacefully at home early this morning. Sue hosted her popular Food for Thought segment on WCCO Radio for 25 years, wrote a column in Minnesota Monthly magazine, and authored 10 cookbooks. Sue was highly respected in the Twin Cities food community and helped found and support many nonprofits and charitable causes. She was 91 years old. Finally, the Uptown Art Fair returns to its roots this weekend. Due to construction along Hennepin Avenue for the last couple of years, the fair was rebranded as the Somi Art Fair and held in Lindell. It's now back in the heart of Uptown along the Lake of Isles. Stephanie Panaz, executive director of the Uptown Association.
The one thing we learned a lot from the artists is it's important to have a very soft path to walk, they call it. And what better soft path to walk than Lake of the Isles? You can't make up a better view. It also incorporates a block of the mall.
There will be over 200 artists in addition to food, beverages, and music. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.